Last week, Vietnam's new Minister of Education, Nguyen Thien Nhan, paid a visit to Do Viet Hoa, a high school math teacher in a small town just south of Hanoi. The minister congratulated Hoa for blowing the whistle on massive cheating on high school graduation exams. During the nationwide exams, held between May 31st and June 2nd, Hoa says he and other teachers were given gifts in exchange for looking the other way, while school employees gave students the answers. Hoa said parents and school officials gave monitors about $25 each, expecting them to say nothing. In an interview, he said he and the other monitors in his school kept the $25 bribes as evidence. He secretly videotaped the cheating and sent the tape to the Ministry of Education. When the ministry failed to follow up, he says, he went to the press. Clips of Hua's videotape were aired on national TV. Thousands of parents and students responded in newspapers and on websites. The education ministry, prodded into action, declared a new initiative to combat exam cheating. The ministry's vice administrator-in-chief, Phan Đình Ung, says exam cheating is systemic in Vietnam. Ung says the problem stems partly from so-called target disease. Targets are set, and schools are punished if students fail final exams. The easiest way to make sure they pass, Ung says, is to give them the answers. The system suits many parents and students. Everyone, it seems, except students who have studied hard. Nguyen Van Dung, a student in the school Hoa videotaped, says Hoa was right, and that schools should let students show what they know. But others are angry, and Hoa says he has received many threatening emails. He read one aloud for VOA. Hoa says the emailer warns him to fear for his life. Hoa's home also houses an internet cafe, which he runs with his wife. In the 3 weeks since he went public, he has become a local celebrity, and everyone knows where he lives. But Hoa says he is not scared. Hoa says people often ask him why he has such a big liver, Vietnamese slang for being brave. He says it is because of the internet, which has allowed him to build links with students, parents, and teachers around the country. Perhaps the clearest sign of Do Viet Hoa's courage is the website he and a friend have set up to criticize shortcomings in the educational system. In the first 3 weeks, he says, they have received more than 1,000 comments. Matt Steinglass for VOA News, Hanoi.